Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic. You have no idea. You're teaching my children and other children that if they believe in God Almighty, they're part of a cult.
Yep. Parents, parents, alert, alert. I've been alerting for quite a while now. This is coming. It's in your school district right now. It's called critical race theory. Christianity is the opposite of the critical race theory mindset. We're all God's children. What critical race theory wants to do in a classroom environment is say, you, you're oppressors, and you are oppressed. How evil is that? How communist is that? How so downright un-American, these Marxist marauders of chaos in California, critical race theory. It's Marxist, Marxist, Marxist. It causes racism. It teaches people to judge others, not on their character. I thought that was the whole point of the civil rights movement. No, we've regressed. We're going backwards. A critical social justice worldview is not a set of beliefs. It's actually a way of looking at the world, and it's built on what Karl Marx, his theory of how you look at the world. You know, society is a struggle. A society is like a struggle between social classes. The Christian faith, the Judeo-Christian faith of America is built on a totally different foundation. And that's what the cultural Marxists and the Black Lives Matter Foundation, you go look at their national charter, you'll see. It's based on the destruction of capitalism, the Western ideology of family, which means Christianity. Now what we have going on here, and believe me, it's here now. I'm not warning you that it's coming. I'm not saying, hey, you got to stand up at your school board and make sure they don't. It's here. I'm telling you what you're going to be dealing with, if not already dealing with. They're no longer going to have students on their academic achievement. I had the California Teacher of the Year from Clovis in here at the 3 o'clock hour. And he has, you know, advanced students, you know, calculus. And no, you're not going to be able, 70% of the students that were at the academic achievement classes were 70% Asian. Now that's unacceptable. You can't have highly gifted students, you know, that score like in the top 1 or 2% of their high school nationwide whose IQs are off the chart. It's not fair to the lower achieving students or somebody that might be at another ethnic background. So if we're going to do this, if we're going to do this with academics, then let's do it across the entire spectrum. Let's do it across the entire board. Let's do it with football. Let's do it with basketball, soccer, baseball. Let's do it all. Volleyball. Let's do it all. You don't have to be the best to be the starter. We got to make sure that this is fair to the lower achieving football passers, to the lower achieving basketball shooters, right? You getting where we're going with this, right? I mean, it's all about diversity of skin color that counts the most now. It's not talent, not ability. You know, we don't, in schools, our objective is not to graduate, you know, some of the brightest, some of the best engineers or some of the best inventors or scientists in the world. We'll leave that up to China, all right? We don't need to do that. We need to eliminate any accelerated math classes before the 11th grade because of why? Equity. Equity, that's why we need it. The fact that some students, can't figure out the multiplication tables and others are cruising through calculus. Why does that happen? Racism, that's why that happens. It's white supremacy. That's why some kids can't do multiplication and some actually understand calculus. It's white supremacy. So either get with the program or move to Texas. The only solution is to level the playing field so everybody just gets all blended in together. Well, guess what? There are teachers, there are parents that are standing up. Here's a teacher in Virginia.
So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you're presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this is an over and your policies are just as
cut her mic off. Cut her mic off. She's getting cheered. You hear that? Parents, stand up. You'll get that support right there. California's decided that traditional math, getting the right answer to a problem is actually racist and that it's rooted in a white supremacy culture. The California Department of Education has a new framework. It's called a pathway to equitable math instruction. Dismantling racism in mathematics instruction. Just get ready. In 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now, it will be like, why do we have buildings falling down? Why are our rocket ships falling out of the sky? Well, because 2 + 2 can be 5 if you want it to. You don't have to be specific with math and science, right? Come on. Math problems, an example of white supremacy. And should be avoided. This is an 83-page resource for teachers describing the history of math as a Western Eurocentric way of processing and knowing information and reinforcing objectivity. They say objectivity and getting the right answer in math are presented as something undesirable because it accentuates white supremacy and therefore to be discarded. We have something now called ethnomathematics. Ethno, E-T-H-N-O, ethnomathematics. And mathematics is spelled M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-X. Mathematics. So students are encouraged, these students are, to create mathematical definitions in their own words. Oh, 3 + 3 = 74. Good, way to go. Put it in your own words. And they're even saying that some of these recommended math projects, they want students to create their own TikTok videos over them. They said, nor should mathematics be presented as new learning that comes from the teacher because this is called power hoarding. They said students should be allowed to jump into the lesson without raising their hand. Well, 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 isn't that something right there? Here's another New York mom going off. Here she is again.
You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am. And as long as I'm standing here on this good ground, earth of God, I will fight.
I'll walk out.
And this is not the last of me you will see. Teaching them about things that they have no right to be taught in school.
I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering.
No, you're not. Taking personal responsibility, that's something that we don't teach. They're now teaching that taking personal responsibility is acting white. The children, kids, taught, belonging to the oppressor, if you're part of the oppressor class or the oppressed class, it's all about racial status. And there's nothing that the oppressed can do about it. If you're a person of color and you're being oppressed by the white man, there's nothing you can do about it except discriminate, turn it around, discriminate on them, show them what it's about. Let's get a little revolution against our white classmates in here, right? It's such a great move. It all has to be equity. We all have to end up at the same place, so that means you got to let people start out ahead, right? Right, Kamala, Mala, Mala?
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
There she is.
Kamala Harris.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you live in Florida, they're rejecting Kamala's critical race theory.
The Florida Department of Education adopting new curriculum and academic standards for the next school year, widely viewed as a state official rejection now of critical race theory. The Board of Education approved the measure, which states teachers may not define American history as something other than the creation of a new nation based largely on universal principles stated in the Declaration of Independence. Nationwide, this has really become a hot button topic with more than 20 boards of education now addressing this in their updated academic rules.
If you don't like critical race theory, you can move to Florida. You can also move to Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee signed a bill to ban teaching of critical race theory. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Yeah, they prevented the teachers from teaching that an individual's race or sex makes them privileged. The governor said students should learn about the exceptionalism of our nation instead of things that inherently divide people. Good to go. Way to go, Tennessee. Way to go. You got them standing up in Virginia as well.
More than 120 parents and concerned citizens showed up to the latest Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting. Many were upset about the teaching of critical race theory. Concerned mom Rachel Pisani told Fox the focus on racial issues here has intimidated and silenced her children.
I have a 10-year-old son that's afraid to voice his opinion in a school. I have a 15-year-old daughter that turned 16 today, and she can't say who she likes politically because she's called a racist.
Lilith Van Etzien is a teacher from nearby Fairfax County, Virginia, encouraging parents to fight for their children.
Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school.
If you don't like critical race theory, you can move to Florida, you can move to Tennessee, or you can move to Oklahoma. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill to ban the teaching of critical race theory in their state's public schools. If you want to know how to stand up, this is the lady that I played you yesterday. She's the Arab Christian mom in New York.
And if not, I can actually go out, get signatures. What happens if we stop paying school taxes? You're going to arrest all the community? The majority of the community? No, I don't think so. This won't be the last of me. I want everyone to know what's going on because you're hiding it. You're hiding it. You know who does that? Communists do that. That's what you're doing. Recruiting children. Children. You're recruiting children to hate our police officers. How dare you? You have a librarian in the high school passing out Black Lives Matter pins. When a student asks for a blue life, why would I have that? Why would she have that? What did you do for police policy. Police week?
Hell.
Why don't you tell me, sir? What is it you want to tell me?
You've had your 2 minutes.
I don't need 2 minutes. I can go as long as I like.
No, that's not the board.
No? Oh. Where does it say that I can't? Is there a law against that?
We do have a policy.
A board policy. Who makes these board policies?
The board.
The board. And who pays the board?
Nobody.
Nobody? The chair you're sitting on, we pay for it. The lights that are on, we pay for it. We pay for everything. You want to silence me because I spoke the truth. I spoke the truth. Everyone out there heard me. Whether they agree or they don't, they're going to start looking into it. And now you're exposed. That's all. It's going to end. This indoctrination and hatred towards our police officers, this systematic racism and cancel culture, is going to end. You came to the wrong school district to do this, okay? You need to respect every child. So therefore, no politics should be discussed in school. Rather it be conservatism, democratic, liberalism. You gave a survey after the elections. Why? Why did you ask students who they voted for? What did it matter? No answer, huh? You have no answers for me. I didn't expect an answer. That's okay, though. We'll get them some way or another. Same way you can't show us where all our money goes, right? That's what I thought.
Thank you.
My hero. American Airlines investigating a pilot who opposes critical race theory in school. So if you bring it up online, your company will go after you. Amazing. 4 years and 9 months for putting this in pizza dough. And the guy worked for the pizza dough company. 4 years and 9 months? I would have given the guy life for what he put in that pizza dough. I'll tell you next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Fresno City Councilman Gary Bredefeld is going to be on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They'll have their big flag-raising ceremony, the LGBTQIA flag that the mayor of Fresno seems to be under the delusion that this is true. I don't understand the fact of the matter, but I can tell you right now, this isn't.
This issue is really not a political issue.
Huh?
This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue.
I don't understand that one at all.
This issue is really not a political issue.
Yes, this has been a political issue for a long time. They debate it on political debates.
This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a very big deal. Faith is under attack, and you can't have your faith if you're a Christian or if you're a Jew or a Muslim that doesn't believe in the LGBTQIA. You're not a good person. You belong in a cult or something. It's been 30 years since the Supreme Court established students in school, the First Amendment, that it does apply to students in school. And kids and parents and teachers, listen up to this, because some educators don't understand this. There was a recent case in Illinois where a school employee took a Bible from a second grade little girl because she was reading it during recess. And even worse, she would talk about it with friends after she would read it. What a mature little girl, second grade. This is, the local school district said, little girl had her Bible confiscated by school officials. How's this still happening in America? Well, local school officials don't understand what's going on. The parents of little Gabriella, second grader, said she brings her Bible to school, reads it during recess. She reads it aloud sometimes, and sometimes other kids listen in and talk to her about what she's reading. And, of course, this would be a constitutional crisis in America today. She had her Bible taken away by a teacher. Teacher told her that she can't be doing that. Then the school told the little girl's parents she wasn't allowed to read the Bible during recess. They disagreed. The school changed its course slightly, saying she could read it during recess outside, but not during inside recess. Sounds like a COVID rule, doesn't it? But that was after the school confirmed there were no complaints about the Bible reading. And we know about this. A case of public school officials that were worried about a threat from the ACLU. But listen, please listen up. That's a long debunked propaganda about the separation of church and state. I mean, this goes back to 1969. There was some students and they wanted to have black armbands because they didn't like the Vietnam War. And the principal said, go home, you're suspended from school. Well, they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it held that students do not get rid of their constitutional rights or freedom of speech or expression right when they walk through the schoolhouse. So the school reversed their decision regarding the Bible reading, and the little girl can now do it. Keep that in mind. You got your rights. You got your rights. This guy... We hear of Halloween candy, people playing around with Halloween candy, right? This guy pleaded guilty to one count of tampering with a consumer product, and looks like he could get up to 4 years and 9 months in prison. Nicholas Mitchell, 38 years old, this is up in Maine. He was arrested because he works inside the Portland Pie Pizza Dough Company. And you know what this guy slid into pizza dough? Razor blades. Of course, they did a recall, and 4 years and 9 months for razor blades? I mean, that is a demented, demonic individual. What else have they done over the past? What else do they have planned for the future? You got to lock up creepoids like that, but hey, it's America. We don't do that these days. What is this? Texas? They're not seceding from the union yet. Governor Abbott of Texas saying they're going to do something that California would never, ever, ever do. What do you think it is? Well, I'm excited about it. I'm going to tell you next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Sending sexually explicit.
Well, 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 I can say right now that we have a bust here in Fresno. A 31-year-old Fresno man arrested for attempting to meet a minor for sex, detectives are saying. This is coming out. Detectives with the Central Valley Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force say they were tipped off about Michael Alfonso by a parent who was looking through their 13-year-old's phone. Isn't that what Sheriff Mim says every time she's in here? Be a parent. Don't be a friend. Be a parent. Go through their phone. See what's going on. They found out this 31-year-old man allegedly sent explicit material, did attempt to meet with the child. He was arrested at his home in central Fresno. Searching the house, they found the seized electronic devices along with marijuana and Xanax pills. There are so many shows online these days. These predator poacher shows, they do them in Texas. Pop Squad, P-O-P, that's the first one I found, but now they're all over the place. Colorado. And man, it's amazing how many. It's mostly men. On occasion, they do have a woman or two. They bust, normally in connection with a man. So that's a sad. You got to look at your kids' phones. You have to. I think back to being a teenager, and you know, if you were in the house and you weren't on the phone, your parents knew that you were either doing something. You weren't talking to anybody. You know, they knew you were in contact with the outside world at the long phone cord. If you had the luxury of could have a private conversation, if you had a long enough phone cord, or like having to tell your brother, hey, Mom, Dad, tell Lyle to leave. I'm trying to have if you didn't have a private room, it was all the time. And then, you know, you would tell your dad that your brother's bothering you, and then your dad would realize you're on the phone and he's waiting for a call. So he'd say, hey, wrap it up. I'm waiting for this is pre-call waiting days, right? I mean, a different world, a totally different world. You want to talk about a different world is the state of Texas compared to the world that we live at here in California. Are you ready for this news? Governor Greg Abbott made an announcement. He was speaking to law enforcement officers. He was speaking to county judges. He was speaking to mayors. They were holding a border security summit in the border city of Del Rio. Here's what Governor Greg Abbott of Texas said. I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin succession? No. Building the border wall in the state of Texas. Good idea. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will donate. Governor Abbott of Texas said the border crisis is no laughing matter, Kamala. Stop laughing about the border, Kamala. Governor Abbott said it's not a tourism site for a member of Congress to visit and then return to D.C. and do nothing. Governor Abbott of Texas said change is needed. One thing we know is that a border crisis is plaguing the farmers, the ranchers, the residents of this entire border region. Oh, it's true.
The Del Rio sector has 245 miles of river border. Yesterday afternoon, it was quite a scene. They've seen it almost every afternoon. 66 Venezuelans streaming across this river. They range in age from infants, toddlers, and babies to a 74-year-old grandmother. They were Haitians. They were Cubans. They're from 29 different countries in the last 7 days. More than 5,800 migrant crossings.
All right. I'm saying, hey, you might want to move to Texas, right? We know they've been ripping on Texas. Joe Biden back on March 3rd calling them Neanderthal thinking for opening up their economy, for doing it correctly. And guess what? They're doing better than California.
I think it's a big mistake.
Big mistake, huh?
I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms.
Yeah, let's try to hear what Joe Biden's going to say behind his mask. He's going to call them all a bunch of hairy cavemen, Neanderthals that don't even have toothbrushes. Listen.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Yeah, Neanderthal thinking. You want to know about that Neanderthal thinking of Texas? They put a recent bill that created the 1836 Project. What is the 1836 Project? It's going to give students a patriotic education. Oh, that would get Fresno Unified School District trustees all in a tizzy, wouldn't it? Teach American values? American values, not Black Lives Matter, cultural Marxist, National Foundation framework values. No, not those values, not Marxist values, not Karl Marx, not communist values, American values. Well, okay, who would have a problem with that? Texas teaching America? Well, of course, MSNLGBT would.
Everyone around him looked so awkward. First of all, patriotic education is literally what China called its propaganda efforts after the Tiananmen Square massacre. So great branding on that one, Texas. The bill calls for the project to promote the history of prosperity and democratic freedom in this state. Okay, so let's talk about what that democratic freedom actually entails, shall we? Since there's no mention of slavery in the text of the bill.
What kind of shirt are you wearing, Joy Reid? You're not going to a nightclub. That thing is down to about 4 inches above her navel. But anyhow, good.
Texans love to remember the Alamo. But what actually happened in 1836 was that Texas residents decided to break from Mexico so they could continue to own slaves. Mexico had abolished the vile practice.
Lie! Boy, she is rewriting history. But she can. She's a Democrat. Go ahead. Keep rewriting.
Slavery was also a major reason why Texas remained its own nation for 9 years. And after it did finally become a state, Texas seceded from the Union along with the other southern states because of slavery.
Yeah, she's going back and trying to punish people in 2021 for, let's see, she actually has the year up on the screen here on MSNBC, 1861. Joy Reid, what you need to do, go down to San Antonio and walk around a graveyard and yell out loud what you're saying on TV, because that's who would be responsible.
Slavery. So that's something that was only added to the Texas curriculum in 2019. 2019! And while the bill does mention Juneteenth, it's worth noting that the holiday's origins are far from a proud moment for the Lone Star State.
Oh, quit. I don't even want to hear her anymore. It's too close to Friday. We are learning that they were really, really wrong, these Democrats were. You know, right now here in California, specifically here in Fresno Unified School District, we're talking about getting rid of police officers on campuses. And we have, if anybody right now would like to know a little bit about what has actually happened across America when they have actually decided to do this, maybe the Fresno State Assistant Education Professor, Dr. Earl Aguilera, quoted in GB Wire in favor of eliminating police from Fresno schools. I don't know if he's seen what is happening across America when police are defunded. Professor Aguilera, if not, I'll educate you, you education professor. Let me educate you on what's actually happened when they have defunded the police. And you can take the exact same scenario that has played itself out, rip it up, and then plop it right down to the schools that you're talking about defunding. And I guarantee you, you're going to get the exact same results. Minneapolis mayor, remember him, Jacob Fry? He did. He went up and kissed up to the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, actually in the crowds with him, and they booed him, threw things at him. He had to have security surround him. He wanted to defund the entire police department. Oh, yeah, he made the demand in the middle of that crowd. And to his credit, he actually went out to the crowd, but he got booed out of the area. So he threw down restraining orders against the Minneapolis PD, enforced them. Their chief used crowd weapon control, used tear gas. Mayor Fry said, no, you can't use crowd control and tear gas like that. You got to allow them to go ahead and burn down those businesses. So the city council members in Minneapolis plan to dismantle the police department. Things looking kind of bad for the city. This is what actually resulted. Those of you that want to get rid of police on our campuses, like the Fresno State Assistant Education Professor, Take a Q-tip, swab your ears out, and listen up. This is what happened. WCCO-TV Minneapolis reported the mayor is seeing the end results of even the mere calls to defund the police. There was a community gathering. City mourned the death of seven people just this past Sunday. Frey, Mayor Frey, along with a pastor that was there, was asked about the rise in crime and was defunding the police a bad idea. The mayor said the violence needs to stop. It's unacceptable. People deserve to feel safe in their neighborhoods. They deserve to be able to send their kids out to the sidewalk to play and to recreate without bullets flying by. That's unacceptable. We should be holding these perpetrators accountable, Mayor Frey said. Who does that? The police do that. We've known that since day one. If cities like Minneapolis and Fresno are going to get it right, they need to stop trying to appease people that cannot be appeased. Mayor Dyer, you're a brand new politician. You need to stop trying to appease people who can't be appeased. And you need to really stop saying things that we know not to be true. I mean,
this issue is really not a political issue.
Oh, yes, it is.
This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue.
Yes, it is. Stop trying to appease. You cannot. And it's showing even more in our crime stats. The cities where the worst riots happened, and I'm glad we didn't have riots in Fresno. I'm actually surprised we didn't have riots in Fresno. I'm glad we didn't have riots in Fresno. But the cities that you did, leadership was afraid to disagree with those rioters, and it only caused more riots. We have seen this play itself out. Mayor de Blasio of New York City is actually doing a little Governor Northam moonwalk back. He's backtracking because, you know, a lot of these people are realizing that their equity ideas are not turning out to be rainbows like they thought it was. Comrade de Blasio said he was going to defund the NYPD last summer while the riots were happening. New York City Council passed a resolution. They got rid of $6 billion budget. They cut it by $1 billion and stripped it from the police, undercutting law enforcement. So let's see. You're not going to have as many police on the streets. You're going to make people go crazy from your man-made lockdown, and you're going to release violent criminals from prison. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that wasn't the best of ideas. Now that we have a wave of crime hitting cities over this last year, Mayor de Blasio, you know what he's doing? He's refunding the police budget. Look what's happening. He's actually, don't tell anybody. They're adding an entire new police precinct in New York. They announced that school safety agents would be moved out of the NYPD, but guess what the budget documents show? Those school safety agents are still in the police department. The same was true for the school crossing guards. A lot of these politicians say things, and then they know that when they quietly leave them in or quietly rebuild another brand new police precinct, that they're probably not going to get that message. Ladies who have been pregnant, and yes, I only include ladies in that these days. Can you imagine? Some of you probably, might have had twins. Might even be a triplet out there. 10 babies at once. And I saw the picture of the mom. She actually had a big old smile on her face. Where did this woman have 10 babies? When? How? Well, we know how. I'll tell you the rest of it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
All right, I'm not a 2021 kind of guy, I guess, because I'm still of the belief. I've gone through five births of my children. I was in there, push, breathe, ice chip. You know, you go through all this Lamaze training stuff, how you're supposed to be the partner for your wife going through all of this, and it all goes out the window. It's really, when it gets down to that pain and that pushing, it's the mom, it's the pain, and it's the doctor. You're just on the side. So anyhow, if you're a new dad getting ready for the Le Mans training, beg your wife to let you be out in the waiting room and then rush in when it's all done. That's how I feel. Oh, you're going to miss the beauty of it all. Seeing your child. Okay, maybe. Actually, what I would have liked for them to do is like, okay, called me in right when they and put some scissors in my hand and let me cut the umbilical cord. Let me cut that real quick, then run back out, clean everybody up, and then I'll come back in. That's the way I would have liked it. And unless I'm Larry King in future years and procreate again, I'm not going to be there again, which I'm not going to be. But that leads me into this story. And the beautiful smile on her face. Her name is Gassiamo Tamara Satoli. And looking at a picture with her and her husband, he's got a smile. I mean, they got a beautiful look to their eyes. They're a couple from South Africa. And she's got a beautiful smile, and he almost looks like Hank Aaron a little bit. He does. He looks like Hank Aaron. But he's got a smile, but it's also a smile of, I'll 10, okay. 7 boys and 3 girls. 10 babies. She was 37 years old. They call it Decuplets, D-E-C-U-P. I guess that means 10. And I don't know how she even got off this couch in this picture that I'm seeing her in. Can you imagine 10? I mean, she makes Rosie O'Donnell look skinny. This is broken the record. A lady in Mali gave birth to 9 babies in Morocco in May. This has not been confirmed, so we don't know yet.
The news is fake.
We don't know if it's fake news. It hasn't been confirmed by Guinness yet, but they at the office are they saying this is a record. Doctors initially told her she was expecting 6 kids. And imagine 6, and then you go back in for a later scan, and they're like, hold on, somebody moved. There's somebody behind them. 7, 8. Jump up and down for a minute. Get them all moving around again. All right, 9, 10. The mother was a retail store manager, and she already had 2 twins, age 6. So that would be a dozen kids right there, with 2 of them 6 years older than the rest of them. And they were worried that some of the unborn children there, when they were inside, would not survive the high-risk pregnancy. But they were all born alive. They'll spend the next few months in incubators. Her husband, Tiboho, is ready to take the ones that can go home now. And look at that. Look at that. 3 and 7. She said, God gave us these children. He's the one to decide what will happen to them. She said, I'm not worried about that. When the Almighty does something, he knows why. I thank them. She said, even the president called me. So the president of South Africa gave her a call. How many people would you need around the clock? I mean, with 10 babies, 1 baby is enough. And then if you got a 2-year-old and got a brand new baby, that's like hands full, right? 10? I would say that's 3, at least 3 people on full-time duty, right? I mean, how could you not with the crying? And they can imagine in the middle of the night, they're not all on the same sleep schedules. But you know what? Birthday parties would be a blast. Sure they would. I bet you they'll have a great life. How does that happen? 10. Woo, doggy. I tell you what, parents, you got to learn to stand up like these parents are standing up against critical race theory.
Stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic.
That's right. You got to stand up. You got to stand up.
Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science.
They're really showing themselves to do really well.
That's a good one. Thanks to Agent Squires, God willing, tomorrow at 3. John Girardi, he's on the radio next. Good evening.